Welcome to Previously in Europe. This is going to be another short solo episode with me, Kieran, as Hugh is taking a break covering for me when I was on holiday. We should be back to regular episodes soon enough. We'd also like to hear from you guys, I mentioned this at the top of the episode, about which day of the week you'd like to have an episode come out. For the last while, due to scheduling conflicts, we've been doing it coming out on Monday mornings, recording on Sunday. Logic behind this was to start the week with the show, and, you know, we could cover more things because politics tends to slow down on the weekend. But we'd love to hear from you guys when you'd like a new episode. You can email us your opinions on this at previouslyineurope@gmail.com. Anyway, it's a big night in Europe tonight. First, I'm going to get through some smaller stuff before we go on to the French elephant in the room. First, on the 2nd of April, the first round of the Serbian presidential election happened. It was presidential candidates that were taken into the second round were Aleksandar Vučić and Saša Janković, who was an independent, whereas Vučić was with the Serbian Progressive Party, which, despite the fact that it has progressive in the title, it is actually a centre-right party. Aleksandar Vučić won with an overwhelming amount of support. Yeah, the second round of this presidential election was meant to happen on the 9th of April, but the second round never happened because Vučić got over 50% of the vote. He won all municipality districts of Serbia, and it's considered a big win for him. It's also kind of seen an endorsement of some aggressive rhetoric and pro-Russian rhetoric we've seen out of Serbia in the last couple of months, but we'll see how that develops. We just thought we'd cover that very briefly. The last thing we should mention before going on to the French elephant in the room, something that we thought we should cover very quickly was that while I was on holidays in Spain, a snap election in the UK was announced. Now, there's been a lot of drama over the fact that this election is going to be held at all, going to be held on Thursday, June 8th, and it's going to be a UK-wide snap general election. It got approved by Parliament, introduced by Theresa May, and it's likely going to be sweeped by the Conservative Party. This has been kind of met with some criticism over the fact that, you know, Theresa May said she wouldn't call a snap election back when she first went into office. People were saying, oh, there maybe should be a snap election before the, you know, Brexit process gets started, to which Theresa May has decided now we're going to do a snap election after the Brexit process has gotten started, which is interesting. Campaigning hasn't really begun here in the UK yet. Strong words from Lib Dems, SNP, and Labour as well. I'm going to fiercely contest this election, but at the moment it looks like the Conservatives are quite popular in England. So they'll probably get the most seats. Now, we go to the big one. Today, Sunday, 23rd of April, as I'm recording, the first round of the French presidential elections have happened. Polling closed at 8 o'clock French time. Metropolitan French time, I should say. There's a lot of French time zones. Anyway, polling is closed and the estimates are in. Personally, I'd like to thank France 24 for doing live updating results in English. That's been great. So no one got over 50% of the vote, and that's no surprise. So we're going to a second round on May the 7th. The two candidates are going to be Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen. A lot of polls have indicated this for a while, and that's kind of been what a lot of people have been saying, but let's also just take a step back for a minute and I want to talk about this to put it in perspective. What a lot of people have been saying to run up to this election. Like American elections, the French election is held on a pretty, it's held like clockwork, unlike countries that call their elections randomly, like the UK, or Ireland, or Germany, where there's a defined period in which it can happen, but the date's never really set in stone. So the French election runs kind of like clockwork. So a lot of people have been anticipating this, and I want to talk about what has been said and what hasn't proved to be true. So the first thing that was said a while ago, and even up until quite recently, comparatively, was that the centre-right Les Républicains party was going to, like, walk in this election. It was going to be a cakewalk for them. They were going to win it, no problem. And Fillon has not made it to the second round. Fillon was a very popular candidate from Les Républicains. A lot of people thought it would be Alain Juppé, But it wasn't. It turned out to be Francois Fillon. And he didn't make it through. Next thing to be said was that many people thought for a very long time, Le Pen, even again up until very recently, that Le Pen would get the most votes in the first round. She did not. So the actual results that we're looking at the moment, now I should say a time of recording, which is 10:30 Sunday, the same day this is actually happening, all we have are estimates. These are based off exit polls. These are based off of what the Ministry of Internal Affairs has said so far. So I can tell you now what we're looking at in terms of results. But again, these are estimates. Tomorrow, when you're listening to this, Monday, 24th of April, you might have the actual results. But so far, these have been pretty accurate in French electoral history. So currently in the lead is Emmanuel Macron with 23.9%. Second place is Marine Le Pen with 21.7%. In third place is 20% Francois Fillon. And in fourth place is 19.2% Mélenchon, the far left candidate, who, even though we talked about the French elections a lot, we didn't get a chance to even talk about him. He had a bit of a surge recently and had been compared to the likes of Bernie Sanders. And he's did quite well. As far as I know, this is one of the best showings for his party in a very, very long time. The last candidate we should mention, 6.3%, is Hamon. Yeah. Hamon was the candidate picked by the Socialist Party, the party currently in power in France, François Hollande's party. And this is a very miserable showing for what is considered one of the two parties in France. France is kind of one of those basically two-party systems where realistically you get presidents, you get parliaments led by one of two parties. This is similar in Germany, this is similar in the UK. Even though other parties are available to push issues and the such, Les Républicains and the Socialists are kind of considered two parties. And it's very interesting, Les Républicains has come third, and the Socialists came fifth by quite a wide margin between them and their next candidate. So that's going to be quite interesting. So it's Le Pen and Macron to the second round. As of recording, other things that have happened is that Fillon and Hamon have all backed Macron. Angela Merkel has called Macron to congratulate him. Obama called Macron earlier in the day to wish him good luck. Yeah, so Mélenchon has kind of dug in his heels and kind of refused to back either of the two candidates. But at the moment, as far as I can see, Le Pen has no backing, it would seem. There was a story earlier in the day that Trump had backed Le Pen, but the White House press team has now backtracked on that. So yeah, I mean, Le Pen has been compared to like a French Trump style character, but I'd imagine the White House in its current predicament probably just wants to back the winner. Anyway, so on May 7th, there will be a second round. Most polls at this moment and up to this point in the election have predicted that Macron will beat Le Pen by a serious margin. Like, quite a bit. So yeah, I mean, that's probably going to happen. But at the same time, if you are a French citizen and you have the right to vote, or if you're living in France and have the right to vote, I'm not sure if that's really a thing. I think it's just French citizens. Anyway, if you have the right to vote in this election in France, do not become complicit. You know, go out there and vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm not that kind of person. I'm clearly backing Macron myself, like with my tiny Macron flag. But, you know, don't think this election is a wash. That's probably the most dangerous line of thinking that can happen in this moment. Go out there, vote, because you never know how these things can swing. Right, so unless I'm forgetting anything, this has been a pretty eventful week in Europe with the Serbian presidential elections that we didn't get around to covering in due time, but I felt it was important that we cover them. No country left behind. we should hopefully be talking about the Turkish referendum and any kind of fallout that occurs from that when Hugh is available and I'm available to do this podcast. And naturally enough, the French presidential, if anyone thinks this is the French presidential elections over, then you have a lot of things coming for you, because it's worth mentioning that there will be a second round, which I've belabored at this point, but there will also be a, there will also be a Senate vote and a legislative vote. The legislative vote will happen later in the year, I believe in June sometime, and in September, at some point, or October, there's the Senate election. Basically, the French get all of their houses in order in the 1 year. They don't stagger the elections like other countries do. So yeah, we'll be talking about France for a good bit. And like I said at the top of the show, if you have any opinions on which day you would like this podcast to come out on a regular basis, please let us know at previouslyineurope@gmail.com, or you can message us at Twitter, Prev in Europe, P-R-E-V in Europe, at Prev in Europe. Yeah, Twitter, that's how that works. So yeah, hopefully back to regular episodes next week. And, bonne chance.